Adjusting the shoulder straps of a huge haversack, the young hare managed a quick salute.
Ready, ma'am? Ambry, Axel, Django, let's march.
With Buckler and Clarina following Ambrovina, and an escort of 20 Gaussin backed up by Django, Axtel and Flib, the column moved out, going south down the path. The remaining Redwallers cheered them on their journey. Skipper shouted out,
"Come on, Buckmate! Get him going with one of your long patrol marching songs!"
Buckler promptly obliged with an old parade ground air, which could be speeded up or slowed down to accommodate the marches. They soon picked up the rhythm, as it was not a difficult song.
You place your left foot paw in front of your right foot paw, then you do it over and over and over again. Remember, left, right, chin up high and eyes bright. Don't fret about the sun, the wind or rain. Keep those ranks good and straight. Don't tread on your matey's paws, or he might just turn around, kick your tail and tread on yours. So place your left foot paw in front of your right foot paw, then do it over and over and over again. Remember, left, right, never argue, never fight. Keep going till you think you've gone insane.
Axel wound a spotted kerchief around his mouth.
It be rather dusty marching any back.
Once they were out of sight from the abbey, Ambrovina turned off into the woodland. Buckler shepherded them across the ditch, patting backs and mouthing words of encouragement.
Well done, mate. A nice little walk so far, eh?
Unused to his parade ground pace, they were all quite breathless. Flib was heard to mutter,
A nice little walk for you, you great lanky paws.
Buckler glared at the shrew maid.
What was that, miss?
Axtel, who had grown rather fond of Flib, placed a heavy digging claw on her shoulder.
Shame just saying, sir, that my old hinged paw bain't working very good.
Buckler's attitude changed instantly.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, friend. Right, we'll rest and take a spot of lunch in the woodlands. Pass the word along, Django.
It was pleasant being off the dusty open path on such a hot summer's day. The wood of mossflower provided lots of cool green shade. Buckler chose a spot beneath an old crack willow on a tiny stream bank. Every beast sat with their footpaws in the muddy shallows as Clarina distributed food.